The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup. The best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. Joining me today, special guest, very special guest, Mr. Dan Musholt. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. I'm glad you're here. So you are the chair of the Lewis County Republican Party. Did I get that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Perfect.
So Lewis County, and we talked a little bit off camera about the connections we have with Lewis County and family, and It is just a small world. But I'm really excited to talk to you today about something that I know you're very passionate about, and I know others are very passionate about, and that is of course, the Republican Party and, you know, what's at stake in not just Lewis County, but in the country as a whole, right, in the United States of America.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you do, you hold this big event, and that's what we're here to talk about today, right?
Great.
Okay, so I'm going to let you kind of kick it off with what the event is and what it's aimed at.
Okay, so every year, most central committees have an event, a fundraiser. They call it Lincoln Day or Lincoln Reagan Day. This year, our event is on February 24th.
Okay.
It's in Canton for lunch, but what we've done this year is we've created a whistle-stop tour event where we start the candidates off at breakfast in Hannibal. They come to Lewis County, eat lunch at Canton, and then move to dinner in Kirksville. And we're doing that because then seven or eight counties worth of constituents are there for these politicians to come up. So in 2024, it happens to be an election year for governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer for the state of Missouri. And so there's this huge slate of candidates available. We're trying to create a big enough crowd to get them to come up because they don't like to talk to an empty room.
Right.
So we're working together with all of these other towns in the area to try and get this event created. So it'll be lunch in Canton. We've got Platt Daddy Barbecue is doing the catering.
Delicious.
Yes. He's a member of our committee.
And is
so
he?
He's been
he's
very
great
helpful.
Guy. Yeah.
Yes. Of course, the typical live auction, silent auction. We've got a lot of, you know, Second Amendment items and things like that. A couple of flags that have flown over the state capitol building.
Cool.
For our silent auction. We're, you know, last year we had Chris Pirano here, and that was a bit of a unique deal where we had 250 people. This year's probably not going to be able to get that many, but we're hoping for maybe 150 in Canton alone.
Sure,
To create an audience for these guys to come up.
Right. So February 24th now, so you did mention the Whistle Stop tour, but the actual event is going to be held in Canton, right?
The luncheon event.
The luncheon event.
They're going to have a similar event in Hannibal that morning for breakfast.
Okay.
It'll probably be a little smaller, and then the one in Kirksville will probably be even bigger because they got, you know, 20,000 people in Kirksville alone.
Gotcha.
To draw from.
Okay. So, but this event we're specifically talking about is held in the Caldwell Building in Canton, Missouri.
Yes.
Doors open at 11 a.m.
Yes.
And you mentioned silent auction and live auction. One of the items on here is it's pretty BA, as I say, right? Okay. So
beautiful Cerakote AR-15.
Yes.
And we're selling raffle tickets for that. And it's probably an $1,800 gun.
It's beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah. And then, of course, silent auctions and the candidates. So the candidates coming in to speak is really kind of the clincher here because you want to know what these candidates stand for, right? I mean, you want to know what you're voting for. And I think this is a perfect opportunity. I mean, not to mention Platt Daddies and the silent auction and this beautiful gun.
Right.
But the candidates coming in just to kind of build awareness on where they stand on certain topics, right?
And to meet the voters.
Because
normally, being such a rural part of the state, you know, candidates don't want to get out of the confines of Jeff City and come up and see us, especially if they're not a politician. One of the guys running for governor is Chris Wright. He's from Joplin.
Okay.
Right? So, or I'm sorry, St. Joe. So he's got a drive a ways, but he's not part of the establishment. And so we're doing this event so that all of our constituents in Lewis County and the surrounding counties can meet these guys and find out who they are.
Sure.
You know, some of the names are known. Jay Ashcroft is running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Kehoe is the current lieutenant governor, so he's running for governor. But some of them, most of us have never heard of.
Right.
So we're trying to get them up here, do a little voter education, and educate them on the issues and what those people are standing for.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then, of course, you have a special guest. And this, I think this would be reason enough for me to go, because I think it would be very interesting to listen to her speak. Yeah. But
Anne is the widow of Lieutenant Dan Dorn,
okay.
or Sergeant Dan Dorn. Mm-hmm. He was a retired police officer in St. Louis that was killed by the by the rioters, if you will, in the BLM protests in St.
Yeah.
Louis 2 years ago. And so we invited her to come up. She's been good enough to come up. She's available for all three stops, but I know for a fact that she will be at the luncheon in Canton. The other two stops she may or may not be able to make.
Gotcha.
So if they want to hear Ann Dorn, Canton's the place to be.
Canton's the place to be. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that would just be really, really interesting. I mean, regardless of what side you're on, I think it would
right.
just be really interesting
well,
to hear what happened.
It was just a tragic event.
Yeah.
And so she's created a foundation that supports, you know, slain officers and their families
sure.
and things like that. So mm-hmm. that's part of what she's coming up for, is to talk about her foundation, but also to tell the story.
Sure. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And then, so ticket prices, I notice, very reasonable, $25 per adult and $10 for students, which I think it's very interesting that, you know, we mentioned the youth, because it is so important that they get involved as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we've done that, and I've got a couple of contacts at Culver Stockton that we're working with to try to get to promote that mm-hmm. that special price, to get those kids involved in stuff. They've never
right.
seen some of this stuff happen,
right.
you know, an election process or a caucus process. And so we've reached out, created a special ticket price because they're our future,
yeah.
right? And most kids are so busy and so engaged in other things. So this is one way that we're trying to get them in the door
yeah.
and just see part of the process happen.
I love it. I love it. I think it's a great idea. And then, of course, 13 and under are free with mm-hmm. RSVP. Now, mm-hmm. do people need to RSVP?
No, but we'll know they're coming if they buy a ticket.
Okay.
The only reason that we added that
gotcha.
Is that if they're 13 and under and they're still wanting to come, we need to count
make
meals.
Sure.
Just make sure there's enough food for those voracious
appetites. Gotcha. And then on here I see a note about sponsorships. Are you still accepting sponsorships?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not only do you have this great Lincoln Day lunch event coming up, but there's also something else that's very important coming up. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So this year, Missouri's Republican Party is actually hosting caucuses, much like Iowa just got done with yesterday. Normally, Missouri has a primary for their presidential races. We haven't had a caucus since 2016. You essentially invite every Republican that you can get to show up. They present their credentials, photo ID, they sign a pledge that they're a loyal Republican. The doors get locked at 10 o'clock, and you basically hash it out and decide who your nominee for president is going to be from your district or from your jurisdiction, okay?
Interesting.
So. And when you hold a caucus, the local caucus doesn't actually vote for, say, Ron DeSantis. You're voting for delegates that go to the state convention that then in turn vote for your presidential preference.
Gotcha.
Okay? So it's a little confusing.
It is very confusing.
Yeah,
and I learn
sure
something new every day.
Not by design. But,
yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in Lewis County, we're actually, it's all based on population. We have two delegates. We're allocated two delegates and then two alternates. So we have four essential individuals that are going to the state convention, and then we also duplicate a slate that goes to the 6th district congressional convention.
Okay.
That's Sam Graves' district. There's
okay.
eight of those in the state of Missouri. They get together on April 4th, I believe, and they also send a slate to the state convention, which is May 6th.
Okay.
And it again, it's very confusing, but you're at the caucus, you're nominating your preference for president.
Gotcha.
But then you're actually creating a slate of delegates that go to the convention and vote.
To vote for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I kind of understand. So as far as the caucus is concerned, if you are a Republican who wants to have to be a part of this, where do you go and when?
Well, in our case, we're hosting it at the Lewis County Courthouse in
okay.
Monticello. That stuff has been established already. We have to report certain things to the state party ahead of time, which that's already been done.
Okay.
We have to create a credentials committee, and they're going to basically sit outside the door and make sure that everybody that wants to come in the door is a Republican or
yeah.
has said they're a Republican and
sure.
signed an oath that says they are. Not to say that people can't come in and crash, but that just happens.
Yeah.
So you got to be prepared for it. But again, the doors lock at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then it's a matter of you arm wrestle with everybody else in the room and decide, you know, who your delegates are going to be that go to the state convention.
Wild.
Yeah, we spell it chaos.
So is it, yeah, right? So is it kind of like, I hate to even equate it to this, but almost like jury duty, where you're just trying to convince, or you have an idea, right? But you, there are certain people that you want to get like on board
So in Iowa, which we just got done with their caucuses, they actually had candidates that went to the individual caucus locations and did their campaign speeches at those events.
Yeah.
Most of them were in Des Moines.
Okay.
That was, you know, but in Missouri, I don't know that you'll have that unless they're in St. Louis. But
yeah.
At a local caucus like we're having, you know, in 2016, we had a caucus and we had maybe two dozen people there. So one of the things that we've tried to do a lot of this year is promoting this event. Nobody's used to it in Missouri.
Yeah.
They're all used to primaries. And so we've tried to really promote this caucus as the way that your voice is heard. Because literally, if you don't show up on March 2nd at 10 o'clock,
somebody else gets to decide who your delegates and
you do not get to decide who the Republican nominee is for president in the state of Missouri.
Well, that is so interesting. I mean, this is, again, another reason I love this job. One of the main is I learn something new every day, and thank you for teaching me about all the caucus
things.
It's
important to know, too, that is, like, it's not under local control. The time, the date, the process is all set
it's
by the state
It's got, like, statutes.
Party.
And,
Yes, yeah. So when people show up at 10:01 and they're not allowed to come in,
it's not your fault.
It's not our fault.
Don't be waiting for me in the parking lot.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Huh.
Exactly.
Interesting. Well, Dan, you are a busy, busy guy. I appreciate what you're doing, though. I mean, you know, regardless of political views, and I kind of run all over the place depending on what it is, but I love someone who's passionate about it and who takes that passion and turns it into action, because without that, who knows who would be running all over us, right?
Well, one of my favorite stories is when I was involved in the Tea Party over here in Quincy.
Uh-huh.
I was asked to stand up and say, what are the reasons why I was interested in joining the Tea Party? And I gave them my answer. Andrew, Sarah, and Joseph, my three children.
Yeah.
That's why I'm involved. That's
right.
Why we do this.
Right.
Now, of course, the line of names is a lot longer, but it's still for the same essential purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate it. And absolutely, it is the future. So, you know, head out to the Lincoln Day Lunch in Canton, Missouri again. And that's February 24th.
Yes.
And if you can make it and you're interested in helping decide the Republican delegates and the primary candidate, head out to Monticello.
Monticello Courthouse.
Okay.
March 2nd.
March 2nd.
And be there early, but be there.
Be there before 10 a.m., right?
Right, because we have to check people in.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with everything,
Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again. Appreciate
it.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up next, Britt B. and Ash C. and Coffee Talk. Stay tuned.
Tower Pizza and Mexican offers a full menu of pizza, wings, and Mexican favorites. Try the shrimp tacos, fajitas, or a Jeff's special pizza. Extra sauce, pepperoni, sausage, ham, and mushrooms, all on their homemade crust. Tower Pizza and Mexican, 2701 Broadway, Quincy.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials, and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With six big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan favorite appetizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
And welcome back. It's time for
Coffee Talk.
And I'm telling you, if there's any day you can use coffee, well, any few days, I mean, it has been downright bone-chilling cold.
It's bitter.
I mean, it is just disrespectful and miserable outside, right?
It really is.
It's I don't like winter anyway, but yeah, when you're even when I pull my Jeep into the garage, the snow on the tires isn't melting. That's how I know it's freaking cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at the gas station, the Cynics, the other day, and there was a guy in there for a moment, and you can tell that he was kind of just in there to keep warm, the gas station attendant told him to go outside. And
no.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at what point are you, like, can you allow, especially in that area, because I think there's a lot of homeless people in the area, and there are signs all over the doors that say no loitering. So, you know.
I guess my thing is,
it would stink being the gas station attendant. What are you going to do, you know? And the poor guy went outside and hovered behind the propane tank, which put into perspective, where are the people going? And you brought this up the other day about the churches.
Because I'm really struggling with it. So I struggle really hard when it gets cold thinking about
animals
and people who don't have somewhere warm to go, because I bitch and complain being outside for 10 minutes. I cannot imagine being a poor animal stuck out there, and even worse, you know, a person, and even worse, a child, not having a warm place to go. And I'm not saying that, you know, they're everywhere, but we do know that homelessness does exist. And I don't care on what side of the fence you're on, you know, as far as what resources we should have for them. On any given day, but there are extenuating circumstances right now with temperatures that can kill you. And I think that regardless of where you stand on what resources need to be provided on any given day, today and in these few days past, we have to have somewhere that they can go to get warm.
So I posed that question for the Facebook world to answer.
Me too.
And the answers were the Croc Center, which everyone knows that is a warming center, but I believe it
closes.
Ends at 7
closes
p.m.
At 7.
It's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So then where do they go?
Mm-hmm.
The next answer was that Parkview Church opened their doors. I know Muddy River News shared that, and then instantly comments went crazy. And, you know, in regards to that, Muddy River News said their doors were open. They didn't say that it was a safe spot to go, which then poses another question of
necessity, right? Like, and versus choice. I think just a lot of things came into play. And if you haven't seen those comments, go check it out, because I don't.
Well, the post in itself, I believe the Parkview post was taken down and deleted. Yet comments are still on there. And one of the things that were brought up was the pastors. I'm sorry if I use the word priest. It's pastor.
It's pastor. Yeah.
I was raised in a Catholic church, so
yep.
I constantly say priest, but it's pastor. There's differences. Besides
we don't even
the
get
point.
Into that, though. Yeah.
But there was a couple news stories brought up and then plastered in the comments in regards to his past. Mm-hmm. Again, I really, I'm not.
We're not judging jury with that.
Yeah, and I'm not saying like this that was a safe spot, but that then puts into perspective, where do we have to go? The next comment, one of my friends put, well, up your butt. And then my other friend put, around the corner. So that kind of like puts it into perspective, where do we have for, and no, the homeless are not going up my butt. But
well,
like,
I mean, okay,
it's,
so.
It's the joke.
All right,
saying,
in 2000, that would have been a sick burn,
it's still,
right?
It's still one of the illest comebacks to a question that has no answer,
so
is
here's,
the thing.
Yeah, so, and here's why I pose the question, where are the churches? Because I did just a little bit of digging, and I think Wild Quincy, another podcast in Quincy, they did some digging on how many churches there are. And there are about 72 churches in Quincy, and that is one church for every like 500 people, I think, or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess my question would be, where are you, churches? I mean, I think that your overarching goal is to help mankind, right? Because we're
and
all
you're a non-for-profit organization,
right?
For a reason.
Yeah. And then I get a comment on mine when I asked this question, and it was like, maybe there are liabilities. I'm like, well, where's the liability for people, for humankind? Like, we don't have to have, it's unfortunate that we have to be so scared to help our fellow man, right? Regardless of politics or dangers in the world or what. If there's a person freezing, I would think that we would want to open our home. Now, for me, opening my home is a little harder because, well, it's just my personal perspective, right? I don't have any resources mm-hmm. there. But also churches, I think, they're supposed to do that.
Yeah,
right?
My home doesn't model what the church models. The right. church is a house of God. I didn't say that my house was a house of
God. No, I'm not saying God. I wish I could, but for my kids' sake and because I don't necessarily know who any of these people are, yeah. I can't do that, which I understand that's why other individuals can't. But in a church of God or let's even say Blessing Hospital.
Any non-for-profit organization
that has that space.
Has the
YMCA.
The mission statement to
the
help
The YWCA.
People.
CYO.
Yeah.
Right? These places that have space, where are you?
Yeah.
Because this is
serious.
And I'm not talking about all the time, because let's go ahead and distinguish extenuating circumstances. When temperatures drop below a certain point and they're not survivable after an extended amount of time, that's a circumstance I think we can open our doors, right? Mm-hmm. In these not-for-profits. If there are small children, hello, mm-hmm. duh, that's a no-brainer.
Especially when they're ours, they're Quincyans.
Yeah. And then I said, you know, this problem is only going to get worse with, you know, we talked about last time, this tentative busload of
migrant situations.
Migrants, right? Like, we're going to have something.
Yeah.
And I talked to someone from Blessing not too long ago about offering healthcare. Well, yeah, healthcare is very important, but you have to have somewhere for them to go mm-hmm. to receive that. And that's what they're trying to do. But even for people who aren't receiving healthcare, we got to have somewhere for them to go
yeah.
during this time. I mean,
this weather,
it's insane.
It's a prime example that shows you that the earth can kill you at any time mm-hmm. that it wants to.
Yeah.
Which kind of got us talking even more about doomsday, if you will,
dun, dun, dun.
Like the cold in general. If something, say, like a... Okay, so we were talking about the movie. There's a documentary. It's a 2022 documentary narrated by Dennis Quaid called Grid Down, Power Up. And in that, they kind of talk about the solar storms.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are two potential things that could happen in this weather that would be insane, and that it would affect not just, you know, the homeless. We would all feel the cold if either, one, a solar storm happens. Now, that's something where it happens, I guess, almost every 100 years. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, so look this up. But it is very interesting. The last one that happened was in 1859, and it took out the telegraph system. If a solar storm...
What is a solar storm?
It's where gamma rays penetrate our
ozone
layer, and it would fry every electrical device known to man.
Oh, so, we'd be screwed.
Yeah. And, you know, you have a lot of people saying, well, that's why I don't drive an electric car. No, it has nothing to do with...
What about your electric stove, your heaters, your...
But every computer chip, too. Unless your car, you know, was made before, I don't know, don't quote me, like 1950, your car isn't moving either. And just the grid itself, the disaster that this would impose, people, you know... wouldn't be able to get places to fix things because
yeah.
our tools are powered by electric. Another potential possibility outside of, you know, a solar storm is an EMP attack.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot about that.
So yeah. that's, you know, where obviously nuclear war, a nuke is shot up into the sky. It's going to have the same effect on our electric devices as a solar storm would.
It's like the whole grid going down. I made the mistake of Googling. No, I didn't Google. So it popped up on my Instagram. It's Patriot Supply. I don't want to say mistake. Shameless plug here for Patriot Supply. Maybe they'll give us a
generator.
Yeah, right. So I'm torn between, are they fear-mongering to make money or are they trying to prepare us?
I mean,
I think it's your choice to be prepared or scared, right?
Yeah. But it is according to this documentary, I totally encourage you guys to watch that at some point. It's inevitable that solar storms happen every 100 of years. So it's like, what? And then also, you know, warfare, humankind, not trying to like really doomsday everyone. It's like, what one is going to happen first? Because we are due up for, I think, a solar storm.
Well, and if you look at a lot of people, and this is just another contra, like conspiracy, controversy, whatever you want to call it, realist, anyway, around election year, right, there's always some crazy shitstorm that happens. And what's going to happen next is kind of the question. So I guess when I say fear-mongering, that's not what we're trying to do, but it is definitely a conversation worth having, because I think there is a choice. Do you want to be scared or do you want to be prepared in the event that something happens?
And this cold is, I guess, what kind of brought it up. It's like, what would happen if something like that? I mean, I know we always say what ifs, what ifs, what ifs.
Yeah.
But the cold is real. It's really happening. Like I said, that's kind of what put it all into perspective. And if, say, this event were to happen, it's projected that 90% of the human population would die in starvation, from starvation, within a week.
Yeah.
Because we can't get anywhere.
Well, and let's not discount what's happening around the world as well. Because just because we have luxuries, and I'll call them luxuries, of all of these electrical devices and things, there are countries that don't. And I'm not going to shout out which ones right now, but some of them are going through starvation periods because they just can't get the resources they need. So it's not impossible. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen. You're saying, I mean, if it is inevitable that this happens every, you know, 100 or so years, maybe get prepared. But also it's there's a reason that more and more people are homesteading. More and more people are growing their own food. More and more people are getting, they're learning to be more self-reliant, whether it's because of, you know, they don't want to depend on the government as much. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, getting prepared for events like these. I think it is important to, be able to take care of yourself and your family. And I'm not saying that I'm there, but I'm thinking about it. We were talking about it.
Getting
generator.
And also, if you think the answer is, well, I'll just get my own generator.
That's what I said.
You have to get something called a Faraday cage.
Faraday cage, yeah.
I think of, and that protects
she
against
taught me that.
Your gamma rays, because, again, if the solar storm is to happen or if EMPs, like an attack, is to happen, your generator is also getting fried.
Yeah.
So sorry for this doomsday coffee thing.
No, I think it's important. So we were talking about, oh, dude, let's just keep it lighthearted since all the kids are, you know, they've been out of school for so long and parents.
It's freezing out.
And parents are up like here with their kids' crap and,
looks
you know,
like there's no hope. Let me just bring you a little bit more.
Well, no, so this is what I'm saying. You either stand on one side of the fence and you're like, how dare they talk about this and fearmonger, or you stand on the other side and it's like, huh, I didn't know that. Maybe I should look into that a little bit more, because
fearmonger.
I think
such a funny word.
It is a really ridiculous word.
I'm scaring you.
But I do, you know, I do think that when you look online and you listen, it's like there is just so much crap. But if you look around you in your community, and this is what I was saying the other night, it doesn't feel like that, but you also don't want to be taken off guard, right?
No,
you don't want to be caught off guard. So whether you think it's, you know, people are just trying to scare people and we're just getting on board, or you think, hey, thanks for the info, because intelligence is the first part of being prepared.
Yeah. Again, this is coffee talk. It's an opinionated show. Yeah. I just sit here and, you know.
I love it. Hey, and also.
Up your butt and around the corner.
Right? Sick bird, man. I'm going to have to bring that
five.
Back. 4-4-4. 4-4-4-4. But anyway.
Call.
Yeah, just call. No big whoop. No, but I enjoy all of the conversations, of course, that we have. And sometimes they're not super lighthearted, and that's okay, because we're here to.
Yeah.
We're here
and
to
remind you to be thankful for the warmth that you do have.
Yes.
For now. Because, again, like the guy at the gas station, there are places, there are people who are experiencing, they're Quincyans that have nowhere to go.
Your neighbors, right?
Yeah.
And here's my thing. When you ask what would you do if you were the gas station employee, I'd probably just go ahead and take my chance. I think there's a fine line between following rules and remembering that we're all human and trying to help your fellow man when you can.
But you say man, but with one, then there would have been seven more.
Well, but I think if we had adequate places for people to go, we wouldn't have to make these hard choices.
Yeah.
So take that and do with it what you will, YMCA, YWCA, Blessing Hospital, and all of the churches around Quincy. But I think this is a
all
call.
All the non-for-profits,
yeah, I think
too.
This is
there
a call.
There are a lot of other non-for-profits that we, yeah, I don't
know. This is a call for help on behalf of everyone in our community that, you know, if even just during these times, we do need to have somewhere safe and warm for them to go, especially when school's not in session for these kids who have nowhere to go to get warm and to get a nice meal. So yeah. There you go. There's the call. There's the plea out to all those non-for-profits. And
last thing, bring your pets inside. Otherwise,
if you don't, we hate you. And we
really
will talk
do.
About you on the next coffee talk because there's no excuse for that. Your house is not that important. Right?
Yep.
On that note.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's it for
Coffee Talk.
Muddy River News. Our home. Our news.